For our Good Friday meditation, we will listen to three verses from an ancient hymn set to music 1,300 years later by Anton Bruckner. The hymn text, Vexilla Regis, was written by the 6th century Carolingian poet Venantius Fortunatus. Venantius Fortunatus was one of the most accomplished poets of his day, and at that time, instead of reading or publishing poems, poets sang their poems to intimate audiences either at court or in castles. We understand that Venantius Fortunatus also had deep religious interests because he was eventually ordained in Poitiers in about the year 576. In those days, the cultural life in Poitiers was far more sophisticated than in Paris. Venantius was finally made bishop of Poitiers in about 600, just a few years before he died. Most unusually for a poem that is this old, we know that Vexilla Regis was first sung on November 19 in the year 569, when a fragment of what people assumed was the true cross was carried in grand procession from Tours to Poitiers, a pilgrimage of more than 100 kilometers. Today, this hymn is often sung on Good Friday, as well as on the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, September 14. We will hear the setting by the Austrian composer and devout Catholic Anton Bruckner, who is a humble, self-effacing man. Bruckner grew up on an Austrian farm, received his first music lessons from his father, but after his father died, the 13-year-old Bruckner became a choir boy in the Augustinian monastery, Sankt Florian, where he studied music. Today is Good Friday, the day on which the cross figures prominently. However, if we think back to the Roman Empire and its horrific public crucifixions, we can be certain the Romans never praised or honored the cross. They feared the cross more than we can imagine. But several decades after Jesus was executed by crucifixion, St. Paul rather cleverly and successfully persuaded many early believers to change their minds about the empire's worst and most shameful punishment, at least in this one instance. Paul wrote that because Jesus died on the cross was therefore partly instrumental in enabling God's plans to be moved along. So Paul honored Christ's death on the cross and convinced others to think of Christ's death on the cross in a positive way, rather than to hide or downplay the shamefulness of having been on the cross. Paul was so successful in his campaign that even today, many men and women proudly wear ornamental crosses or display them in their homes or on public buildings, something that would have been unthinkable in antiquity. Bruckner set only three of the original seven verses of Vexilla Regis, but these three verses are moving tributes to the role played by the cross, which has long since become an object of veneration, and something on which many believers will be focusing today, Good Friday.